Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Fourth and goal, Williams looking, pressure, throws, ball, touchdown, DJ Moore.
I would of course go for it, KB, of course. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
That courtesy of Fox Sports, this is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And you, we want to take your calls. There's only one person I want to hear from first, and I love you all, but I'm going to play favorites in this moment. Frank in Oak Park, happy Monday. You're on The Score.
Yes, it is a happy Monday, and it looked to me like my sports weekend was going to be bad. My F1 team did bad in Azerbaijan. The Cubs were discovering kryptonite in Cincinnati, and then Sunday afternoon came along. At first, the Browns beat the Packers, which was great. And then you came this game. And this was a situation with football deodorant, which was what the front office wanted. The quarterback good enough to cover for other problems with the roster. Particularly, you got a run defense that is really squishy. If you had an opposing defense that could have, like, held down the Bears, they could have, like, pounded them, you know, like running it 35 or 40 times. But because the Bears' offense was good enough, at least against this defense, they couldn't do that. They were forced to keep it in the air, where the Bears still had some skill guys deep who could take away the ball. I think the question is for me is, okay, this paradigm works against, like, really bad defenses. But I think the defense is going to have to get better so Caleb doesn't have to be, like, throwing three or four touchdowns, like, week in, week out. I think that's the one issue with that. But it was wonderful. It was one of the best. Certainly, I think it was Caleb's best day overall, but in Bear history, and you know, just to give you some background, I'm used to really awful quarterbacks. When I started following the Bears, it was like I was in junior high, late 60s, early 70s. You went from it was like Jack Concannon to Kent Nix to Bobby Douglas. These are guys, I mean, might have been nice guys, but they were execrable quarterbacks, okay? None of them had QB ratings for their career of even 60. And I mean, the one good guy that they had, they shipped off to Cincinnati, and I'm forgetting his name right now, but he ended up, like, it was the first appearance by the Bengals in the playoffs in 1970, but the Bears didn't have use for him, you know. So
they needed Bob Avellini, Frank. Yeah, in the 70s.
No,
yeah.
This was pre-Avellini, and I'm having a brain block right now.
No, I'm saying that the Bears were more interested in having Bob Avellini in the late 70s. Like, we got to have him.
Was better than the guys I saw. So, but it was great. But they still got to improve the defense to keep the strain down. But it was a wonderful, wonderful appearance by Caleb.
Thanks, Frank.
Frank, thank you for your call.
Thank
and
you,
it
Frank.
Is nice to hear from you as always. So.
Frank acting like he's the only one who's seen bad believe, Bears quarterbacks.
Was he wasn't referring to Virgil Carter, was he?
I don't know.
Well,
Virgil Carter.
It's before
kind
my
of
time.
Kind of the point. I like this text from 312. I was at the game yesterday. Best part, cheering, not jeering.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good use of the vocab
More
as well.
Cheers, less jeers. I'm going to write down on a shirt and wear it in here.
Robbie?
Absolutely. Robbie, write that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Down. Let's go back to the phones. 312-644-6767. Jordan in LA. Jordan, you're on Rahimi Harris and Grody.
Hey, morning guys. How you doing?
Good.
So I called up week one. I said the key to us being the Vikings was to be no mental mistakes, no offensive penalties. We obviously did not do that. This week, I think we had 4 penalties total, none on offense. That obviously led to a victory kind of going into the Raiders. And then second, you know, last year, I feel like we locked in on 1, maybe 2 receivers too much every week. As we've seen through 3 weeks, Ben Johnson, Caleb, they don't really care. They're spreading the ball around. Multiple people are getting 4, 5, 6 targets. Got to stay through it, get through the Raiders, and hopefully TJ and Kyler can come back after the break.
A succinct point, Jordan. Thanks for your call. Let's keep it rolling with Mario in Hyde Park. Good to hear from Mario on a Monday.
Hey, everybody. Marshall.
What up?
Okay. And Layla Rahimi.
Hello.
Hi there. I really did, honest to God, enjoy that football game like I haven't enjoyed a Bears game in a while. Not solely because they won, but how they executed everything that it looked like they wanted to do. And I felt like, and I'm just watching it, of course, and for whoever was there probably has a better hold on this, I felt like they gave a crap yesterday. And I don't, not to say that they hadn't the weeks before, but it looked like there was a little bit of pride involved, like doing my job better. And for me, the thing that stood out more than anything, Tyreek Stevenson, man, if his head stays screwed on right and he stays in that place, he could be a very, very good football player eventually in his career. Because what he did yesterday, he started it with that punch. And he took the momentum away from Dallas.
Totally.
Of course, CeeDee Lamb getting knocked out of the game didn't hurt. But the Cowboys are a mess. And the Bears righted their ship a little bit yesterday. It'll be interesting to see what happens after the bye week. It'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend. But I have nothing bad. I can't think of a bad thing to say outside of they need a running back to help Swift not die out there by himself.
Not die.
Yeah, agreed, especially with that quad injury, Mario. You're on to one there.
Manungai, you're going the wrong way.
Yeah, that was all of us.
That was a rookie mistake.
Yeah, it was.
But to overcome an 8-yard loss in a goal to go situation.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm like, oh, so we're going up for this on 4th and goal and we're just going to do it like that? Okay.
I love that call, by the way. I truly love that call because Ben Johnson at that point had seen enough from his offense to be like, y'all got it.
That's challenging your team in the moment.
Yeah. I love where this team is headed after. Look, I was thinking about my win total prediction, and I was like, oh.
Were you at 7?
7-10.
Now you want to amend that again?
No. I've never amended it. It's been 7 and 10 the whole time.
Oh, you stuck with it 7 when we redid it. Okay.
But I was thinking about going the other way. Now I'm thinking about going the other way.
Oh, man. Right. See, you're a crazy bipolar Bears fan. See?
And that is a preview of Inside the Locker Room with Mark Grody. We're bringing that show back. It's the premier football sound show on the Score.
The premier locker room show, dare I say.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I don't want to lose Bruce.
We've already got a big host swap this week and time shift. This is not the week for this.
No, you're right,
we can't be
Layla.
Starting more. We got to mix and mingle this week.
Cut my mic, Layla. Cut it. Just
one B start and something. One B start and something.
I technically don't have the power to do that.
Oh, that's true. Robbie?
I have the power.
I swear to God, if you cut my mic, I'll come over there.
I'll come over there and hit that button myself.
Don't make him get up out of his chair. Get his knee all moving.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah.
Are you healthy yet, by the way?
I'm at about 80%. We're still in the ramp-up period.
Okay.
Much like the Bears, we're still in the ramp-up period.
Okay, yeah, you got to win again. Like, you're at 80%. Now, that was nice what we saw. Now, do it again. Do it again against the Raiders, unlike the Jacksonville game, bye week, and then everything crashed and burned.
Greedy Grody over here. That's just getting greedy.
Double G.
You're like, well, was it that much better? See, this is how it starts.
This is some
lifestyle creep right here.
See, now you're trying to instigate, Layla. How dare you take my role here at the radio station and try to instigate?
We can all instigate here. I'm just a punster. I make a pun. I saw Greedy Grody coming from a mile away.
That was great.
Anthony Heron, the former Iowa Hawkeye NFL athlete of Fox 32, joins us next. Great to talk to him about this Bears win, so we will do it. In the meantime, you are listening to Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score in the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.